Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. We are excited for today's episode. This is something near and dear to our heart, mentorship. But before we get into that, let me give you the quote of the week. The quote actually comes from John Wooden, and it is, "A good coach can change a game. A great coach can change a life." And John Wooden was a men's basketball coach, well-renowned, well-known. Actually, I actually did a little research. 10 NCAA championships in 12 years. And I actually believe 7 of those were consecutive. And no one has come close to matching that number. So, David, I thought that was an appropriate quote based on what we were going to be sharing with our guests today.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I'm proud of you for the research. That's great. I was thinking in my head, I should have looked up, because Coach Wooden, yeah. Coach Wooden is, a game changer all around. Our lives personally have probably been affected by Coach Wooden. I know me specifically. I go all the way back to grade school basketball. I had a fortunate ability to be led by a women's University of Louisville Hall of Famer, and she was a student of Coach Wooden's. So, we're going to talk about that today. And then, I think about John Maxwell, right? We talk about Maxwell so much. And John was mentored specifically by Coach Wooden when he was out in California. Wooden has written books, Why Today Matters. You know, the teachings of Coach Wooden have certainly impacted our life, whether they've come from him specifically or someone that he has led. And I think we're going to unpack that a little bit today as far as how a mentor can shape, impact, maybe ripple into other lives bigger than yours. And that's really what we do this for. This podcast started off over a year ago, and we were doing this for leadership. Leadership, the essence of leadership is to be an impact, to be someone that helps others go farther, faster, right? And that is at its core what having a good mentor is all about. Very near and dear to our hearts, and has put mentorship, coaching has played a big role in us being here today. Hopefully that is helping you go farther, faster. But excited to unpack that, what mentorship is, what it looks like, how you can use it, and why is it so important for me to find a mentor? So, Lens, I think we'll tackle that. It's a big topic, but I've gotten into this space lately, and it's probably come from years and years and years of people that, like Lindsay or some of our other business partners, have been mentors to me. I can complicate things, right? So today where I am at today is I look to simplify things. So why would I have a mentor? Why would I want a mentor? And the biggest reason is, if you have somewhere you're trying to go, hopefully that mentor has already been there. And what that means is you can either learn lessons the hard way yourself and take much longer to get to where you're going, or you can learn from the mistakes that the person that's already been down that road has learned, that if you apply those lessons, they'll get you to that destination faster. And that runs all the way through our life, right?
Absolutely. And David, as you're talking, a story came to mind when I believe it was in 2018, when we were at the 8% Nation conference, and we were probably 3 years into this business, maybe 4. And we were at this road, and I believe it was Coach Burt that was up on stage speaking, and it hit me. I looked at David and I'm like, we need a coach. We need a mentor. Because at that point in my life, I'd had, you know, dance coaches because I was a competitive dancer. So I always had a coach in my life, directing and challenging and holding me accountable to what I said I was going to do. And why not in business, especially because we were so brand new to the business, we needed an individual to challenge us, hold us accountable, and really help us to grow. And so that was something that really came to mind. Was that was kind of the first light bulb that went off on our journey in 2018. Like, hey, we need a mentor. We need someone to help us get to where we want to go.
Yeah, that's cool that you talk about that, because that is a pivotal moment. You know, there was a moment I remember when we first joined the John Maxwell leadership team that your job and one of the tasks that you have to certify and graduate their program is you have to speak. You have to speak on, it's a 5-minute speech. You know, it's you basically overcomplicated and overstress about this moment. But for me, that moment and one of those speeches was on the one decision, the power of the one. And that was the one decision that we made in 2019 that I certainly believe changed everything for us. And you can look at it from numbers. If you're the numbers guy and you look at business by numbers, and we're in the insurance space, so we look at premium, our premium began to multiply the moment that we made the one decision to take on and embrace a coach. So that was a big deal for me. That's personal. I was going to ask you that same thing, really. How have mentors played a role in your journey? You know, what are some of those other examples?
Well, you know, I think about, first of all, Chris Derry, which actually we have had him on our podcast. We've had him on here. He's actually a professor at WKU, and he has studied the DISC language. And so I'll never forget in 2018, you know, as it's funny how God works, like, hey, we need a mentor. In 2018, we were at the Christmas party and they were handing out the awards, and we came in second place. We weren't number one. And I thought for sure we were going to get first place. And I guess I didn't have a very good poker face, because I guess it was written all over my face. Like, we should have been number one, because we were out there knocking doors, running leads, doing all the things. We had grown quite a bit. And Chris approached me and said, hey, he's like, you should be number one. And I'm like, I know, we should be number one. Our group should have been number one. And he goes, hey, well, let me help you get there. And that was all I need to say. Let me help you get there. And I was sold. And so from that point, that is when, you know, what did he help me with? He really helped me understand people, and that not everyone is the same as myself, or not everyone is the same as David. And so he helped me understand how people behave, their behaviors, and also what they're motivated by. Because, David, we are in the people business. So when you are in the people business, you have to understand that Bob might not be the same as Sarah, and how to communicate them with them, and how to help them be able to get the best out of them, right, based on who they are.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that, because that is another thing. And maybe with where we are today, you forget, but we see it over and over and over again, that so many people that may be in a mentorship space or in a coaching position of someone else, I see it as a constant fail that they are more focused, or they have the misbelief that that person's going to chase my dream. Mm-hmm. Right? That me as your coach, I can get you motivated and energized about going where I want to go. And if I'm in that coach's role, the most important thing that for me to understand is, where do you want to go? Right? So Derry was certainly one that helped us understand that. And now 6 years later, it's a natural act for us. The way that we work with other people, the first thing you want to know is what's motivating you, right? Why are you in the seat, and where do you want that car to go?
Correct. Because like you said, David, everyone's goals are different. Everyone wants to accomplish. Everyone has a different dream. And so in what they want out of life. And so in order to understand that, hey, what is motivating you? Is it your family? Is it, you know, your ROI? Is it helping people? What is that thing? Because then I'm going to be able to help you get there based on what I know about, you know, the knowing yourself is the most important thing. And I think when we took that assessment, even though you subconsciously knew things about yourself, but like when you see something on paper, it's like, that's why I do that, right? That's why, you know, some of my things are in organized chaos, as I like to call it, instead of neatly filed like David. So,
and maybe
we're married, so we can say that. And his closet looks immaculate, and in mine, my side is not always.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it's the same closet. You know, really this half and that half. You know, this half looks. But, you know, again, know thyself. That's been one of the first steps to understanding. And sometimes you want to fight that. But the deeper that you dive, the more that you uncover that may be real. And then once you know that, then you can adapt and be aware and move through obstacles and hurdles. And that all came from proper mentorship, right? That those are things that we have learned that now are a part of our way of life, our way of thinking, that all have changed for us because of the decision to have a mentor in that space. And I think we'll dive in a little bit deeper as to how to circle yourself around and how to build your life properly in different ways. But I was just going to ask you too, Lindsay, like, that's been a benefit for us. Mm-hmm. A benefit for us from mentorship has been the ability to understand others better. And we happen to be in the business where that matters a lot, whether you're selling or whether you're coaching. If you don't understand people very well, you're not going to do very good at that. So what are some other benefits that you've experienced from having mentors in your life, or what overall would be a benefit to having a coach? Again, why? Why does somebody need that?
I think here's the thing is, not only, you know, as far as it's going to help build confidence, it's going to help with encouragement, because look, every day that we get up and get out of bed and do the thing that we do, we don't always feel like it, right? Sometimes it's like this mountain I have to climb. I've got to figure out this new product, or, you know, whatever that challenge is. But when I know that I've got somebody that's feeding me with confidence or encouragement, or, hey, I know I'm reporting back to hold me accountable. I know that, hey, at the end of these 90 days, I've set some goals that I'm working towards, that I want to make sure that I don't fall short. So having someone help hold you accountable, and I think a lot of it, thinking back, is throughout your life. Think about this. Throughout your life, did you play sports? And if you played sports, you probably have one of your favorite coaches, or maybe they weren't one of your favorite coaches. Maybe they weren't on your same street as far as your personality style, but maybe that individual got the best out of you, right? Because maybe they were able to see, hey, I know how to speak to this person. So thinking about that growing up, always having, like I said, I always had a coach. And so really leaning into that saw and got the best out of me. So that's something that as we grow and as you get older and jobs change, your family dynamics change, seasons of life change, you know, you've got to find somebody that's going to help hold you accountable. And, you know, maybe that's a friend. Maybe that's, you know, someone that's a little bit older, that's walked the path that you would enjoy to trade places with them. So looking for those that's going to compliment you and that you're going to look forward to meeting with and sharing, hey, this is what's going on. I need some help here.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that last piece that you said, because yeah, knowledge, understanding, goals, but then accountability, right? So because that's been the biggest one for me. You know, what is the benefit of a mentor? Yes, they've been there where I want to go. They can get me there faster. But where I have seen myself slow down is when I don't have the accountability in my life. And double-edged sword, fortunately, unfortunately, I have a wife that I'm in business with. So the accountability on me, and I know relationships, not all husband-wife relationships may be that way, but our relationship is very much an accountability towards progress. And, you know, Lindsay and I have had countless conversations about, well, I'm just an achiever. I'm an achiever. You know, it's like, well, why do we want to keep going? Why do you want to do more? And having that accountability source, it really does push you to be better, or just push you to be what you know you could be, or what you said you were going to be. You know, what, do what I said I was going to do. It's very easy for me, at least, to fall in a trap of, well, you know, if I didn't announce that out loud and everybody else outside didn't think I was chasing this target or that I had this goal in mind, they didn't know that, I don't really have to tell them that I failed. And they don't know any better. They don't know that I didn't do what I said I was going to do because I kept it to myself. So I think that can be one of the biggest things. And then you also touched on the other benefit for me that's very obvious, right? When you have a coach, when you have a mentor, number one, you have somebody that can help you construct the path. They can pave the game plan. We've got this game plan in place. I like how John always says it. When you come to a solution, if Lindsay and I are coming to that solution together, it's always going to be better than me trying to come to it by myself, because I have my solution in place. And if I'm open to listening to someone else's possible solution or way to get there, even if it lands on my way, I at least thought about other avenues. So you know what? When we don't get there, we have an option to go to, right? I've so inbred with golf. I think about the hitting a golf shot and the fundamentals and the mechanics of how you manipulate the golf club in the takeaway, in the downswing, the combination of the body, the hands, the shoulders. And sometimes it's just the slightest tweak that can totally change something from starting off straight and moving right to starting off straight and moving left. And it goes that same way with business. It goes that same way with us, specifically with our sit in the home. You know, there can just be a word or two or an energy or a question that totally changes the way that that sit and that moment in time goes with that family. But if I'm not going back to a coach and saying that, hey, this is the play I ran, this is the word that I said at this moment, these were the questions that I asked, and I don't get that feedback and I don't adapt, then it's like we've always said, right? The definition of insanity. We're going to keep doing the same thing, and getting and expecting a different result, right? You're not going to do the same thing and get a different result. And if the results you're not getting is not what you want, you got to do something different. So it's always great to have somebody to help you find that solution. And you touched on something, Linz, that I think is very important, because yes, there, we all have different seasons of life. You know, when where we were in 2019 is not where we are at today. And there are people that come into your life that are going to be there forever. And there are people that come into your life that are going to be there for the season. And to expand on that, we have so many different parts of life, right? I just wanted to get your take on having multiple people, multiple mentors, maybe outgrowing a mentor or seeing that someone's not serving you and it's time to move on, how has that played out for you?
So, you know, something that I thought about was that Stephen Covey's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And that is a very deep book. If you have not read it, I highly encourage it. We read that, I think, in 2020, so it's been a few years. But what that book really encouraged me to do was really kind of break my life into buckets. And when I was thinking about that, as far as, you know, if you've got a family and if your faith, so spiritual, I've got a business bucket, I've got a fitness bucket, maybe you have a mental bucket as far as your mental ability. And when you think about those buckets, hey, who is helping me grow or who is mentoring me in those areas? Because I'll never forget, I listened to a book, I think it's by Dean Graziato.
Thank you.
Anyways, but in one of Dean's books, he talked about, you know, business, and I think it was like the millionaire mindset. And he said, hey, my dad was a fantastic businessman, but he had been married 6 times. And so I could take business advice from him, but I wasn't going to take marriage advice from him. And you know what? That hit me, because going back to the quote, hey, you wouldn't trade places with someone that, you know, that you wouldn't want to be. And so that hit, because I'm thinking, you're exactly right. So that's why I think multiple mentors in each bucket is beneficial. So yes, I have a business mentor. Yes, I have somebody as far as a family mentor. You know, your fitness. Who's your fitness mentor? If that's something that's important to you, that's something that's very important to me. And so, you know, who is mentoring you in those spaces? Because that's when you divide it out into those buckets and really think about, hey, okay, what is my role and where do I want to be? It breaks it down so it's not so overwhelming. And so then you're really able to focus in on, okay, hey, look, I'm doing really good on the family. I'm not doing so great on this part of my business. I really need to dive into this. Hey, my fitness has lacked here. And so it allows you to dial in more. And like you said, David, as far as mentors that you've outgrown, absolutely. You know, there was a book, The Go-Giver Mindset. And he, in this book, he talked about a mentor that he had outgrown. And, you know, it's that mentor served that individual for that season of life. And that's okay. You know, ultimately, as a leader, I want each and every one of our agents to grow and to continue to grow. And so that's just a compliment to that individual that was a part of their journey.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as you say that, I think about a few specifically that really used to have us, or me in particularly, as a very active daily mentor within their life, and they have grown. They have utilized what it is that maybe I could be for them, or who I was and what we were serving at that time, and I know that they are now plugged in to other coaching programs and other mentorship opportunities that are allowing them to continue to blossom and feed themselves the way that they need to be fed. And I think that comes back to what you say about knowing thyself, knowing that this is my goal, this is where I want to get. And maybe once I get here, my plan might change, you know? So understanding that I've achieved what it was I set out to do, and now I set this new target and I have a different path that maybe I have to take to get there. Because I love what you say, you have to balance that out. And it really is a hard thing, especially if you're not aware of it. You know, if you're not aware of all of the buckets of life that you have, a lot of times you're going to focus in on one And what happens to the others is they get lost. So even when it comes to spirituality, right? And that's been a very important, impactful journey that I've been on. And for the last 6 years, there's been a mentor that has helped me grow. But when I think about that, I've heard it over and over again, and you've seen it. And I've made this change this year. It's a focus this year for me is you, if you're stewarding others so well, but you're hyper-focused on others and the ones in your household are suffering because there's no time, attention, and effort put towards growing them, us growing our kids, us fostering our marriage. What really is more important, right? So you can get trapped in feeding something, but if you're not aware of the balance that's necessary for truly to be fulfilled and happy and productive, because all of those things tie to that, my confidence, my feelings, my energy, my passion, my purpose. When something's not right, all of those things will slack and all those things will suffer. So I love it because it does begin with knowing thyself. It does follow up with awareness. And then you really look at the accountability side of it, because it may be a mentor that points that out for you that, hey, you've done really well in this area, but this area is getting no attention at all. And I think you may need to pivot and make a change. So, you know, again, I love the quote, right? A good coach can change a game, but a great coach can change a life. And what you're hearing from us today are life principles that 6 and 7 years ago, we wouldn't be speaking to them. But with good mentorship and with good action, it truly has changed our life. So, Lindsay, what do you think when you think about some of the mentors in your life and what it can do? What's been the impact for you, like real impact? You know, we talk about the change, and how have you done it together? Like that relationship of a mentor. What if somebody's like, man, I need a mentor. I want to find a mentor. But once I find them, like, what's that relationship look like? How do I do that?
Well, I think, and I know I spoke to this a little bit earlier, but, you know, whatever business that you're in or whatever bucket of your life that it is that you want to focus on, and you're looking, surrounding yourself, you know, is that individual, you know, down the street from you? Is that person in business with you? Is this an acquaintance that you met through another friend that you're like, hey, I really admire this person. I see good and I want to resemble them, right? Because maybe they have some aspirations that you want to tie on to. So, you know, when you think about that, and I think about my buckets as far as our life and in my life, you know, there's been several along the way. I mean, my mom being one of them, you know, as far as she actually sold Mary Kay for a number of years. So as far as business, she ran an ER. So she has that business mindset. And so going to her for some of those things as well. And then the family aspect, you know, juggling three kids with a business and leading, you know, there's a lot of things that going on in within our life. So really kind of focusing in on, hey, what is lacking here? Where can I get better? And, you know, where can I pour into? And so I would say, you know, a big focus of ours is our kids right now. They're only little ones, and we've got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And for those of you that are listening and you've got kids and maybe they're grown or maybe you're in the thick of it right now like us, man, it happens quick. And I say this all the time, but if anything reminds you of how quick time goes by, it's Google Photos. I mean, it's like, oh, this happened 8 years ago. And you're like, oh my gosh, like 8 years ago. But also, what's so cool about that, David, actually, we were at the 8% conference about 8 years ago. And that just popped up on my Google Photos yesterday. And so it's a nice reminder, because what it does is it reminds you of, oh my gosh, like, look how far we've come. We've grown so much. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, nowhere near. But when I think about the mindset and some of the things I was dealing with at that time, and it builds character, right? It allows you to know, it builds resilience and allows you to say, hey, you know what? Something that we said, I danced in college for the University of Louisville. So I was a Ladybird, and our motto was, hey, if I can do Ladybirds, I can do anything. And so because of the mental toll that it took on you as far as the practices and things like that. But it's just that mantra, that little mantra that you tell yourself over and over that allows you to continue to move forward. So I would encourage folks, look at the buckets of life that you're in. What do you feel is lacking? And it doesn't have to be, you know, some, you know, highfalutin advisor. It doesn't have to be that. It can be someone that you've known through a friend that you enjoy and you would think that they would do a great job coaching you. So,
yeah. And what I would just say that can get lost is that coach, that mentor, isn't always someone physical that you sit down with, right? And that we've experienced that, you know, the John Maxwell team, you know, we've met and been around John in the same room with John, you know, a couple handfuls of times, but we've listened and learned from John thousands of times. So whether that's parenthood, whether that's golf, whether that's your spirituality, whether that's your business, there are many, many books and authors that have been out there and probably been there and got the t-shirt as to wherever you want to go. And that is something I think that anybody has available to them. And, you know, that comes back to the core of self-development, right? And that is a reason why you have a mentor, to develop yourself. So don't lose sight and don't discount the fact that just because you may not have a physical person in your life that you could go plug into doesn't mean there's someone not out there in the virtual world, in the book world, in the audio world that can teach you lessons that can help you take those steps forward. And what I would say would be great if that is the option for you, or an option that you go down, is to find someone that you can use as that accountability partner, right? Find a friend that you can open up and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking to build my business a little bit deeper, and I've plugged into this guy that's grown this massive financial organization, and I'm listening to these books that he uses to teach his clients, and he's educated himself with, and some of the principles that he has that he operates with. I'm going to hold these accountable to myself, but I need you to help me with that, right? I just need a sounding board to say that, hey, I'm developing a new plan and it's coming from this source, and I may need some help, encouragement, support, and just some accountability as I do something I've never done before. And that, I think, is when you take coaching to life change. Is when you do something that you've never done before. One of the hardest things out there to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, beautifully said. I agree 100%. So, all right. Well, again, thank you to all of our Hype listeners, and hope that you receive some value out of this today. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's HIPE.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.
Everyone pictures retirement a little bit differently. For some, it's peaceful mornings and coffee at sunrise. For others, it's finally exploring what comes next. But no matter the vision, the time to start planning for retirement is now. I'm Jim Tarabok here for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Retirement doesn't just happen, it's built one small step at a time. The first big hurdle? Saving the right amount of money. NBC Senior Business Correspondent Christine Romans.
Time is your superpower. The longer you are saving for retirement, the better.
Christine and financial experts alike all say there are a few key steps that can make all the difference. First, start saving. Now,
let me give you an example. You put $10,000 into a retirement account over 30 years with compound interest of 5%. That becomes $40,000. Oh, wow. Imagine doing that every single year over all of your earning years. That's how you really use time to your benefit.
Second, take advantage of your employer's retirement plan. If your company offers a 401k with matching contributions, sign up and contribute enough to get the full match. It's one of the easiest ways to build your nest egg. Third, balance your investments. A healthy mix of riskier investments like stocks or mutual funds, coupled with safer options like bonds or annuities, can help weather the market's uncertainty, especially as you get closer to retirement. Fourth, know what you'll need. The U.S. Department of Labor suggests planning for 70 to 90% of your current income to maintain your lifestyle. Social Security helps, but it likely won't cover it all. And finally, seek professional guidance. A qualified financial advisor can help tailor a strategy to meet all of your goals so your savings last as long as you do. Remember, retirement isn't just a finish line, it's a new chapter, one that finally feels a lot better when you've planned for it. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.